Okay, speaking of heroes, you just heard the theme from the movie that influenced me a great deal, The Great Escape. I could watch that motorcycle sequence just 100 times.
Yeah, that's one I can't not watch if it's on. That and The Godfather, I'm stuck in the room for till it's over.
Well, this segment of the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View is going to be on heroes in the movies. Yeah. We have had Sherry Coben as our guest for this exclusive show on family movies. So let's talk a little bit about heroes. For me, as I said already, Steve McQueen in The Great Escape was one of my heroes. Lee Marvin and others like Charles Bronson in The Dirty Dozen. He was also in, of course, The Great Escape. Great character. He was also in another one of those movies that I loved, which was The Magnificent Seven. Sean Connery in the first James Bond movies were just everybody my age wanted to be James Bond. And The Guns of Navarone, because I loved war movies. Yeah. Gregory Peck, another remarkable movie. So when I grew up, there really were heroes.
Yeah.
And there were villains, and there were good guys. It was very clear who was who. And I'm not sure it's the same anymore, but who are the heroes in today's movie, Sherry?
Ooh, for kids or for me?
Well, let's talk about both. I mean, parents, we've already talked about, are usually portrayed as competent in the past to some degree, but pretty incompetent now.
Yeah, in terms of parenting heroes, you can't get better than Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. Fantastic film. And
again, Gregory Peck.
Absolutely. Great, great hero guy.
I got to meet him in my former life, too, once.
That's awesome.
It was he lived in a Bel Air estate, and it was like walking in the room of a king. He carried himself, even in his elder years, with such dignity, class, and just his posture alone just said, you know, I'm a man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem for movie stars and / heroes now is that, you know, TMZ exists and gossip exists, and this whole business of destroying heroes after you build them up. So even if somebody who really was a terrific movie hero like Mel Gibson, you know, his life's been a just disaster, and we all know it. I mean, there might have been personal foibles and peccadilloes of our heroes when we were growing up, but the industry wasn't quite as voracious for the dirt as it is now. So it's harder to have
same
heroes.
Same thing applies to our politicians,
to everything. So
I mean, think it's really sad.
More information isn't necessarily a better thing for heroes. But, there still are some great heroic movies made. Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner's certainly a good movie hero.
Hmm. Would that be appropriate for kids, for
it
families?
It was for my kids. Like I said, I might not be the person to ask, but my kids.
I don't remember the rating on that. Was that a R-rated?
It might have been.
Because of the violence?
Yeah, maybe. Like I said, you have to know your own kid. Some kids get upset by certain things and not by others. And if you expose them early enough and figure out who they are, you can judge your own child.
Well, you had two girls, or you have two girls, and I have two boys. I think this idea of what you find acceptable is interesting. For me, I was okay with the kids seeing sex. I was not okay with the kids seeing violence, depending on the kind of violence. Gratuitous violence, contemporary gratuitous violence, like a Quentin Tarantino movie, to me was just inappropriate for me, let alone for my kids.
Right.
Fantasy violence, not so bad.
Yeah. I think as a parent, one of the reasons might be you're kind of worried that your boys might be violent that it would make them violent or that their play would become violent. For a parent of girls, it's not an issue so much. So for me, the problem was just, does it upset them? And since my kids were around horror movie sets, the answer was no. Definitively no. Nothing upset them. My daughter worked on Dexter as a PA, and just around body parts, just nothing really bugged
her. That's funny. That's
so
very
they're
funny.
But like I said, we are the Addams family, so don't go by us.
Well, the irony is I had the opposite experience as the father of boys.
Yeah.
As I already mentioned, one of the heroes of my youth was the Sean Connery James Bond.
Right.
Those first few movies, especially Goldfinger, which set the template for most of them afterwards, were movies I could not wait to share with my boys.
Yeah.
So when my oldest son was in about first grade, I started sharing the VHS copies, because they didn't have DVDs then, I don't think, or maybe they just were coming out, I don't remember, of the early Bond movies.
Yeah.
And a few weeks after this, his teacher called me in for a meeting.
Ooh.
And you probably know where this is going, but she said, well, your son has been going around killing everybody in class lately. And do you have any idea where that came from? And I, of course, played dumb. I haven't any idea. I have no idea. And, of course, I knew it was the James Bond movies. And the killing and the violence in those first early James Bond movies were about as bland and mild as it could be. But for a 6-7-year-old boy, it was an inappropriate choice, and yet another parenting mistake that I made, which I turned into a learning episode as well, about more learning for me how to be a better parent, but also about what's appropriate to do and not do.
Sure. But you really have to know your kid. I mean, every kid responds differently, and so ratings are only so helpful. They might give you an indication. I would never show my kid, except for that one. It's something about Mary moment, a movie that was questionable unless I'd seen it first and judged it for myself.
I think that's key.
Okay.
Don't go by a review.
No, because it's not going to tell you about your kid. You're the only one who really knows
Kid. Other than Atticus Fitch,
let's
talk about some other heroes for you that you think would be great for families to watch and for kids to emulate or look up to.
Okay, this is by far the movie that probably the least people that you're going to be hearing this have heard of, including you probably. Nobody has seen this movie probably except my family, but it is all four of our favorite movie. And
You've got me breathless here.
It's an Australian movie. It's called The Castle.
I've seen that a dozen times.
It? Okay.
No, I have no idea.
it's the smallest stakes possible, but it is the most wonderful functioning family, super funny. I think for little kids it might be a little over their head, but like 12, 13, give it a shot. A family in Australia lives adjacent to an airport, and the airport wants to expand, and they are about to lose their home, and the father goes to bat and fights to keep their home.
Well, talk about a hero.
Oh, so brilliant. Such a brilliant movie.
What else? What else would you say had great heroes?
Great heroes? Okay, I'll give you another kind of
hero.
A female hero.
You on the spot, because about men.
Who's
a great female hero? I mean, Salt is not exactly my idea of a great hero.
God, no. Action heroes aren't my idea of a female hero.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be action.
And my kids aren't action movie kids either.
Mm-hmm.
So
again, girls versus boys, little sexist stereotypes going on here.
You know, and also finding a female-driven film is really difficult, again, because men are in charge a lot of the time, and they don't seem to, you know. So heroes for women is tough. It's really tough.
Oh, come on. What was that that funny name you came up, like Bradgelina, for the Myers movie? Schmeyers, was that it?
Well, that's not to heroes at all. No, I'm not going there.
We're talking about Nancy and what's the her part, Charles?
Well, used to be. They do a lot of, you know, William-Sonoma porn movies, but those are not my ideas of hero.
William-Sonoma porn.
No.
Okay, can I steal that for a column,
you
please?
You may.
Thank you, Sherry. We are running out of time for this segment. We are going to come back and give our audience some other great parenting films that you would suggest that we have not discussed. So you are listening to The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290 with our special guest, Sherry Coben. This is the Family Movie Special.
You got a friend in me.